This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the United States will donate 75% of its unused COVID-19 vaccines to the UN-backed COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Program as more Americans have been vaccinated and global inequities have become more glaring. The White House unveiled the allocation for sharing a first 25 million doses with the world, part of its plan to share 80 million globally by the end of the month. At a news conference, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the goal is simple, saving lives.
Our overarching aim is to get as many safe and effective vaccines to as many people as fast as possible. It's as simple as that.
The administration says that 25% of the shots will be kept in reserve for emergencies and for the United States to share directly with allies and partners. The president said in a statement, as long as the pandemic is raging anywhere in the world, the American people will still be vulnerable. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have pushed for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule, racing to head off what's expected to be a frantic push by the premier and his allies to derail a newly announced coalition. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The new phase of political warfare began just hours after opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner declared they had reached a deal to link a majority of the Knesset and form a new government. The announcement triggered a complex process likely to stretch over the next week, giving Netanyahu time to pressure coalition members ideologically aligned with him to quit the group. Now the question is whether the coalition of 61 votes would hold together through a vote of 120-member Knesset, and who would preside over that vote. I'm Zaria Shakili.
This is VOA News. Danish lawmakers on Thursday voted in favor of Denmark establishing a refugee reception center in a third country, likely to be in Africa, a move that could be a first step toward moving the country's asylum screening process outside of Europe. Legislation approved on a 70-24 vote with no abstentions and 85 lawmakers absent, authorizes the Danish government to, when a deal is in place, transfer asylum seekers to a third country for the purpose of substantive processing of asylum applications and any subsequent protection in compliance with Denmark's international obligations. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, the European Union, and several international organizations have criticized the plan, saying it would undermine international cooperation and lacks details on how human rights would be protected. The president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee has ruled out a cancellation or further postponement of the Olympics as doubts grew among officials of city governments and medical experts whether the event can be held safely amid the pandemic. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
Seiko Hashimoto confirmed in an interview published by Nikkan Sports that Tokyo 2020 will go on as planned. She said, quote, "We cannot postpone again." Athletes can expect to be regularly tested, and foreign spectators are barred from attending the events. Public opinion polls in Japan have consistently shown that a majority want the games canceled or postponed for a second time. Japan is battling a fourth wave of infections just 2 months from the scheduled start of the games. 10 regions, including Tokyo, are under a state of emergency until near the end of this month. The country's vaccination rollout has also been slow, with only about 3% of the population inoculated.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits continues to fall. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
For a fifth straight week, jobless filings hit a pandemic low, 385,000. The drop reflects a rapidly reopening economy boosting the jobs market, which remains down more than 8 million jobs from pre-pandemic levels. Employers have added 1.8 million jobs this year. Tomorrow's report on May hiring is expected to show another 656,000. Still, many businesses say they're having trouble finding enough workers. Critics blame boosts in federal jobless aid, which they say combined with regular state benefits are keeping people home. Several states say they will cut off some of the federal aid soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.